Hey everyone, before we start the show, just wanted to make an announcement introducing our new sponsors, Treehouse Teas, which is a boutique tea company based in Honolulu, Hawaii. They specialize in Hawaii-grown teas and botanicals. They work directly with farmers to bring their customers the largest assortment of 100% Hawaii-grown teas at the most affordable pricing. Check them out on Instagram at treehouse.teas and use order code SLEEPTIMESOVER to receive 10% off your order. And our second sponsor introduction is the man known as Earl Kakaako. He, of course, has two locations in Kaimuki and in Kakaako. They bring their take on classic American sandwiches. Every weekend, specials coming out. The regular menu item is always fantastic. Anyone who's had an Earl sandwich can attest to this. It's always great. Please check them out. They've been down since day one. Earl don't flex for the gram, as he always says, they flex for you. And be sure to mention when you're at Earl Kakaako, Sleep Time's Over, to receive 10% off your order.
You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, gang, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. Welcome back to beautiful Studio Havana, Ole and Ola. We are not medical doctors. This is not medical advice. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Kiki Tango. And I'm joined, as always, by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, aka Owen. Hey, I'm continuing my theme from last week because we didn't even talk about what I was referring to.
You want to know why?
I know what your reason is for.
You want to know why? Video people.
Reason is because I'm had it up to my eyeballs, up to my noggin, with not knowing what exactly it is you are doing.
So you bypassed it completely.
So we said, fuck it. Social media is an issue. Tumbling, fondling, caressing. The last thing I needed to know last week.
Accidentally.
Was some show you pulled out from somewhere from the 80s, 90s, everywhere you look.
Full House.
Okay, that's it. What are you referring to here? You said this last week, you said this week.
I did.
What is this from?
They are characters from one of my favorite buddy cop movies of all time.
What, Tango and Cash?
Yes!
Oh! Look at that guess, huh? Wait, you said Tango and Cash last week.
Yeah, I basically like pitched you a softball to swing away at it, and you just went, fuck you.
Let me tell you, a lot of stuff was soft last week, all right? A lot of stuff was soft and dry.
That tends to happen around me, all right? I'm sorry, okay?
Well, it ain't a paper towel company. Because you threw it out there, I did recall it. I do remember it.
That's usually very good. You do have a very good memory.
I try to erase as much as I can from the previous week, but I remember Tango and Cash was said, but I was just so upset.
I know.
There was a lot of
feelings.
Very sexually frustrated.
It's lots of feelings.
I had to unleash PG to tell you
the beast.
What the hell you doing?
I know.
So therefore, okay, so 2 weeks in a row, Tango and Cash, that is Kurt Russell, and that is Sylvester Stallone.
Yes. What are your thoughts on that movie? I love that movie.
It's good. It's a dated movie though.
Well, clearly.
I mean it's one of those if you watch them again, yeah, all right. It's, you know.
I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but at one point I watched it a lot. Like, I really like that movie.
It's decent. It's fun.
It's
a dumb popcorn movie. It didn't make money in the box office.
Yes.
It was a flop. But it cult status.
And like the finance nerd in me is to this day is annoyed because like if you have never seen that movie, Sylvester Stallone plays the uptight businessman guy, and he's Tango. So he tells his younger sister Kiki Tango.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, can I, are you okay financially?
Can I get you a bond or something?
And the finance nerd in me is like, in the movie, she's like 25. Like, why are you buying her a bond? A bond is a very conservative investment.
Yeah, well, you know, she may need money in the future. I don't know. Pauline.
You want to buy a bond or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, that was my
Sly Stallone impersonation from Summer Lee.
I am a 75-year-old roided out Italian man. Yeah. So anyway, but Owen, do you remember who Owen is?
Oh, you have to remind me that.
Okay. One. He's basically their version of Q. He's the one that made all the guns and he
put
the
it.
Yeah. So that's the one then.
Wonderful. You guys still watching? You guys still listening? Yeah.
So anyway. You're welcome. Anyway, okay, so for today's episode, what I wanted to do, so just recently it was when we record this is International Women's Day.
Oh.
Or
that week. Was yesterday.
It was yesterday. It was a day, right? It's a day.
Oh, I believe. Gosh, you should know this information.
I know. Sorry.
If this episode is about that, and we don't even know if it's a day or a week, all right, good night.
I think it's a...
Oh, shit.
I don't know what it is.
You see?
Okay, but
you see what goes on
They
here?
Celebrated women.
It was just yesterday.
Yesterday,
we recorded
the
show on Tuesday, so this was on a Monday.
It was a Monday, yes. So I thought what we could talk about today, so there's two subtopics within the broader topic of women, women's health and fitness, I guess.
Right.
Before all the men roll their eyes and change the channel or...
That's very PC, though.
I know.
You should not roll your eyes, man.
You shouldn't. I'm going to say why you should listen is because if you have a wife or a girlfriend or a mother or a sister,
or a
whatever.
Sister.
Yeah. Sister. This could help you in your dynamic and your relationship with them.
So what is the topic?
Okay, so the first one is wanted to cover this thing called, have you heard of cycle syncing? And I'm talking about menstrual cycle syncing. Have you heard of that?
Having a period?
Yes, having to do with
okay,
the period.
Okay, right.
Like training, syncing your training.
Syncing the period.
With the period. Like syncing the, how you train or just to factor that in.
Oh, right. This is a fitness show, right? Okay, so we're talking about fitness.
Yes.
Syncing it to the period.
Yes, because this is becoming like a big thing in women's sports.
Okay.
So I thought it would just to kind of whet the appetite for people to know about it. I mean.
Good pun.
You know, I'm trying here, okay? Zhuzhing it up. But anyway, but before we even get to that, to say like when you train like women clients and stuff like that, is it a factor? Does it come up? Like and like how do you as a trainer address that? You know,
you have to be respectful and understanding to it, and that's all you can really do.
I'm
if any guy is gonna be like, well, suck it up, fuck you.
Seriously, don't
come on,
guys. Don't say that.
So
not.
If they say that, there's going to be all type of feelings that a man is just not going to know. So you're just going to have to go with books and what you know of it from past.
Yeah.
And that's all you can do. I mean, if the woman pushes forward, the woman pushes forward. If the woman cancels, so be it. What else can you say?
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be water retention, bloating. They're going to feel like junk.
So,
generally.
And overall, their performance is normally not as great, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody that's under the weather or any type of situation is going to feel that way. And it's understandable.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy trainer, I hope you can be understandable to that.
To have that empathy, right?
I would think 100% of men trainers should be able to have that understanding.
Yeah, right.
Hope.
I mean, yeah, that's true.
If not, then...
And even if you're not a trainer, guys, have empathy for the women in your life.
Can I say something regarding women? Okay, now, this is real talk.
Okay.
All right.
Keeping 100. All right.
Women go through so much shit that we gotta, as a representative here or a councilman of the male sex.
Yes. Representative Sakai of the House of Men. Yes.
Women go through major shit. Not only is menstruation a crazy situation, you know, let's be frank. You got blood coming out of your vagina.
Seriously.
All right. Men cower at blood, all right? I see men fainting at blood.
Yes.
Imagine that coming out of your penis, which is possible.
Hey.
Right? So you imagine gushing gallons coming out.
In theory.
Well, thus, you know, maxi pads for the win.
Hey.
But if you're going to have a maxi pad for your penis, do you want a maxi pad for your penis? Of course not. So therefore, you have this situation that can mess you up emotionally, internally. It comes monthly.
Every dang month.
Right. And then what do you do to prevent it? You take some medication that's going to just jam you up in another way. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
And then you have that on top of pregnancy. The ultimate. There's no man that can say anything.
No.
Anything.
No.
Regarding that. To have something living inside of you.
I've heard like that biologically you really should have like three genders. It should be like male, female, and then pregnant woman. It's so different. It's your body just goes through so many changes.
And it's for 9 months.
9 months.
9 months. So,
or if you're Beyonce, 24 months, because she always seems to be pregnant. But that's another story.
Call her a whore.
So, as per the women's show, apparently this is the is what the theme is, the International Women's Show, because it's not a day or a week.
Yes.
So, I just want to say, in real talk, women's issues, please respect them as much as possible.
Absolutely.
Because it is insane. As a male,
It really is.
There is no way you can say, oh, because it's all as I'll pretend. I'll pretend. No. You cannot say that regarding... I mean, you can't even say that regarding maybe other issues that men have as well. Like a migraine, for example, could be a different situation for a woman.
Right.
You have a PMS. You have hormonal changes when you get older. All of these things. I mean, it's just a different animal.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
And in appreciation, out of respect, we need to understand that as men, males.
Very good.
State that.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Aaron. That was very well put.
I just want to be real talk here.
Yeah.
You know? So we talk about fitness and all this. It ain't easy.
That's true. That's
women
true.
Here's another one. Women, they talk about they want to go, they want to lose their gut. They want the abs, as everybody wants to say. Women have a harder time to get abs than men, okay?
From a pro gang.
Because what does the woman have here that protects something? The baby.
The baby.
So women carry fat here more so than men because they need that for in case they get pregnant. That's just the way it was built.
Yes.
So it's harder for women to get abs. Lose weight, all that situation. Why can't I lose my gut? It's because of that.
Yeah.
They're already at a disadvantage.
Already. Yes. Exactly.
Real shit. That's it.
And then for all the women out there, to just be kind to yourself. Be kinder to yourself because of those things. We just have these real biological... could be advantages, could be disadvantages, depending on how you look at it. But that's the situation.
And I'm just talking internal. We haven't even gone to external here. We haven't gone to try a woman competing for a job. Competing for the job, same job as a man.
Yeah.
Women getting not as paid as a man.
All big
issues.
Are we
going to go there? No, we ain't going to go there because we ain't got that long a show. Because I told someone we got to get this show and make it as long.
The boss said, gang, so. All
right. So women as a whole, we're men, we're from Mars, the women are from Venus. Is that how it goes?
I guess.
We're not from the same planet. Are we men? We're supposed to be from Venus because we got a penis? I don't know. Is women from like angina because they got a vagina? I don't know.
Yeah.
We're from different worlds here.
Yeah.
We're trying to understand each other every damn day.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So understand a woman's issues, men. That's it.
Very good. That's it. And scene. Okay. very good. Yeah. So speaking of the fitness side of things, because that's what we're going to focus on today, I just wanted to bring up that what they call cycle syncing.
Back to that. That was like half an hour ago.
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone.
Honestly, for 99% of the people out there, or the women, it's not going to matter much because it's really for if you're like an athlete. Like, I was factoring that into my own training and stuff like that, but you don't have to. But it's just to say, more on a broad level, to say, you know, just to be cognizant that in those certain times of the month, when you go through the different phases, your body is changing, and you react to stuff differently. So, like, for instance, in one phase, I'm not going to get into the details of it, email swayze808@sleeptimesover.com if you do want links to some good articles on this. Okay, swayze808@sleeptimesover.com. But basically, stuff like in one phase, you process carbs better than in other phases. There's other phases where you're more injury prone because I think like the connective tissue is even expanding. Your higher tolerance to pain in certain phases. So all just to say, again, you're not a professional athlete, but at the same time, to just be cognizant that your body is literally changing day to day and then week to week for women who are going through that.
Do you have conversations with other women regarding this?
I think I've talked to
Mrs. Drizzy.
I think I've talked to Mrs. Drizzy about this before. I'm pretty sure I have, actually.
I'm sure you've... One of the millions of topics. All right. Well, I'm just saying, because you said the rhetoric of it's for athletes, so you're trying to incorporate this into is there a real-world situation that we can incorporate this for the real-world gal?
Oh, I see, I see. I think a real-world situation is... in one of the phases, and I apologize because I don't remember if it's the follicular or luteal phase or whatever it is, but in one of those phases, because you are better at processing carbs, you might want to be aware of that in terms of, you know, like when you put your diet together and stuff like that, I would say.
All right.
Maybe. Or even like, I don't know, like if you're going to go get a tattoo or you're going to do something painful.
Okay.
Maybe time it around that phase when you got higher pain tolerance.
So when you just don't feel great, just start tatting it up.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do. I'm actually covered in tattoos all over my body.
Yeah.
In fact, this is not a real shirt. This is a tattoo.
So is your hat.
Yep.
So I did not know this.
Yeah.
I did not know that would be something. Do you have a tattoo?
I do.
You do?
I've told you this.
Wait a minute. Where is it? It's your ass, isn't it?
No, it is not, Myocole.
Your inner thigh.
I got the first one right after we met.
That's, wait a minute, that's right.
How dare he?
That's right. You see, this is another thing, man. This is another thing. Always remember
I'm
shit.
I'm so offended.
Always remember
Seriously.
Shit, man. Always remember shit. Because they will call you out.
I can't believe you.
Just like that.
We're ending this right now.
Thank you.
Throw this table.
It worked. The plan worked. I can now go eat. Yes, it's all coming. You know, okay. We were different kids back then.
I mean, we were children.
We were running around freely.
Yeah.
You know.
No COVID, nothing.
No COVID, no pants. Nothing. I remember this now.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I got a couple more since then.
Okay, so you have several now.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Onlyfans.com.
I hope it's on your ass.
It is not on my ass.
No, then shit. No. We're out of line.
Sorry. It's just on my vagina. Anyway, so...
Hopefully it's color. I mean, make it... Okay. Yes. Oh, back to...
Okay.
Sinking the blood. Back to that.
So anyway, that's all I wanted. I wanted to just bring it up as a way to say, you know, to think about these kind of things, because it is actually becoming a bigger and bigger issue for female athletes. Like the United States women's soccer team brought in a specialist to help them, and they were in the article I read, they said one of the factors of why they were successful is because they're factoring this into their training and they adjust their training relative to each of the phases, basically.
Okay,
so yeah, if you're LeBron James, you don't care, but I mean, if you're who's a big female basketball
tough
Leslie
Jones. You know what?
I mean, I know MMA, and that's basically all I know.
Right, right. Any WNBA fans out there?
I'm
keeping quiet. I'm not saying anything.
Sorry. Sorry.
I'm not going to get myself fired here.
Yeah. Sorry.
So, yeah. Diana Taurasi, that came to mind.
Hey.
Do you know who that is? Probably not.
I've heard the name.
She's an NBA player.
Like, Connecticut, right? She played for Connecticut?
No, you're going too far.
I bet you she did.
I like how you mentioned the team name, but then you can't name a player.
I know Connecticut is good. That's
yes, you know Connecticut. Yeah, UConn is a college. That's not a... Connecticut's a pro team? All right. Let's bring this...
Sorry.
Hold on here. All right. Let me clarify something. Okay, so you're bringing up stuff that's involving these athletes and whatnot. Can this be utilized to Jane Doe out there?
Okay. Yes, it does. Because... basically, a lot of women, because I get it too, there are certain like symptoms you get for PMS. And so there's a lot of research saying that exercise does in fact help alleviate symptoms of it.
Correct.
So in that case, like, but what I was going to ask you in that sense was, in your experience, have you... I mean, it's miserable as you're doing it, because you, like you said, you don't feel good when you're, you know, you have these symptoms and you're working out. But do you find that after the fact that there is this sense of more well-being or lessening of symptoms? Have you experienced that with your clients? I mean, I have, but that's anecdotal. So
I'm gonna say, because I haven't heard any feedback after the fact, right? Mm-hmm. So usually 95% of the people who go into working out shitty come out of it feeling better after like the half hour, 2 hour time frame.
Yeah, that's true.
So if we put that together, I would assume it's better.
It's better, yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
Everybody's different, but I would assume.
Yeah, and when I've polled my friends, my female friends, they all say that when they work out, they feel better with their symptoms. So that's something to think about, too, if you're part of the general population. Yep. Is, and like Aaron said, it doesn't have to be this super intense, like, hour HIIT session or, you know, like a whole thing at like a box, like a CrossFit box or something. It can be something more moderate, yeah?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But the other thing that I was going to bring up, so I'm moving away now from the menses cycle, so all you guys out there that were queasy, we're done with that topic, but still sticking with the topic of women. So I know many episodes ago we had explained that women shouldn't get concerned about getting bulky when they lift, and I still stand by that. Aaron, do you still stand by that?
I always stand by you.
So in that case, what I wanted to talk about now was to think about weight training in particular for women, because number one, you're not going to get bulky. You just won't. Okay. It takes a lot of effort to get everywhere. But to say it is International Women's Show. So talking about getting stronger as a way to be a strong woman. Does that make sense? In the sense of, and here's what I mean. Okay.
I follow.
For myself, getting stronger physically has helped with my self-confidence, my independence. I find that I'm way more independent in my life, in the sense of in terms of like physically carrying stuff,
right,
putting stuff together, offering to help somebody move. Now nobody, you know, people don't laugh at me when I'm like, I can help you with that, you know. They'll be like, oh yeah. You are a person that works out. I will ask you to help.
How many weakling people do you know? Are you kind of calling them out right now?
Maybe. No. No, it's just like before, you know,
right. We discussed this a couple episodes ago about confidence.
We did.
About how working out creates confidence.
Yeah.
Same situation.
Right. I mean, have you found that your clients, your female clients, like they, as they get stronger, there's a... That sense of, and even not even just confidence, but like sense of like just general physical competence. Like I can go pick up these things, the groceries, and I can go take it, or
I can lift the wheelchair up of my grandpa.
Exactly, like stuff like that.
That's the real goal of being that's the real successful story of being a trainer.
I think so.
Is not of anything else, but you know what? I couldn't lift the wheelchair. I always would help my grandpa and take him to the market every week. But now I can lift the wheelchair so easy. That is success. That makes my day. That makes my month.
Yeah. Okay.
That's it. I don't give a shit what anything else is. That's what matters is real life. This is all to help you with real life.
Yes.
That's what this working out thing is.
It's real life.
From dating to having to help grandpa with the wheelchair. Real life,
it's real life
scenario.
Yeah.
Working out, the exercises you do is real life scenario. How do you pick up something?
Yeah.
Is the same shit when you help somebody move.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing. So that's the general game plan going in for all of these people that when they're thinking about working out, is thinking that it's going to help them with their real world situation. If they're having trouble lifting all the boxes when they're moving, this will help you. And then you don't have to go bug summer.
Yeah. I mean, I'll help. I'm a helpful person.
She's got nothing else to do except school. So that's what it'll
and
do.
And my shoes.
How much more time on this episode we got? So, yeah, in relation to that confidence and all of that physical, what was the term that you used there? You used the physical stability. What did you use?
Competence.
Competence, right.
Physical competence.
Physical competence, yeah.
Like yeah. That. Yeah. I mean, that just made me think about prior to me getting back into serious fitness, like I was, my grandmother, you know, she passed away many years ago, but towards the end, I was helping with her, basically, it's like her, hospice care basically, and I remember vividly there was one night where I had to pick her up out of the wheelchair and then transport her to the bed and I missed and where I tripped or something and I fell back against the dresser and I wasn't strong enough to pick her up and move her back to the wheelchair. Yeah. I had to have my brother come in and help me. And I still think about that to this day because yeah. now, because I lift and because I'm stronger, that would have been no problem. It wouldn't have been this big event. I would have just scooped her up, picked her up, you know, like right. hero carry style, and then like placed her on the bed. But, you know, back then I was doing this weird, awkward, like yeah. dragging thing because yeah. You're not strong enough. So, yeah. But not to say that you have to get strong enough to go and hero carry somebody, but just to get stronger, to get that competence, I think right. would be great. And you might find that it trickles out into the rest of your life, like Aaron's saying.
Getting stronger should not be considered a weakness in the mind. Getting stronger should not be something that should be feared.
Yeah.
Getting stronger should not be something that you should be looking away to or thinking of it as a man thing.
It's not a masculine, feminine
The dynamic. Word strong needs to get off of the male thought process.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, there's always talk about female empowerment, females getting stronger, whatnot. Yeah. But when you think of the word stronger, hopefully for not all women, but sometimes they think of the imagery.
Mm-hmm.
Bulky, right. muscles and stuff.
Right.
Look at it in a different rhetoric.
Totally. Totally. It's not that physical She-Ra, He-Man type stuff.
Right.
Yeah. This is about, like you said, that quality of life. Right.
Right. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. So, I haven't mentioned this in a while, but like to really maximize that effort, that's probably when you, to get stronger and to minimize the risk of getting hurt or you know, the learning curve, maybe go and talk to an expert, you know. I don't know. No.
Oh.
It could be more effective that way. I'm just saying.
Again, email me at Swayze808.
Swayze808. That's
we just share the email. Yeah. We just, when we log in, we both hold on to the mouse together.
I know.
Log in, and then we just
Three,
touch it.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Yeah.
But once again, you know what? This whole email shit. It's 2021.
I know.
We're plugging a fucking email.
I see. I still.
I've been swearing more and more each episode.
Every single that? Time.
So I just want to say, email her. Send something.
Yeah.
You getting emails, right?
I do. I'm saving them up. My plan is to do a show once a month.
Oh, you have a lot of plans, but do you have an email right now on the top of your head that was not asked yet that you can share with us right now?
Oh.
One email. Can be a short one. Just one email. Do you have one that was so memorable?
Well,
obviously
okay.
not, because you're looking at your phone. But if there was an email that we could probably get to, I think it would be a good ender. If not, I'm gonna have to talk about people masturbating in the ice pool again.
Well, okay, I can pull one up, but I did have a gym story for you had to do with the girl.
All right, let's go. Yeah.
Okay, so let me share this one. Right, okay. So this is at the Warrior Rec Center. So for those of you who don't know, that's the big gym at UH. So I'm there. It's peak gym time, like in terms of young people, right. and then me. So I'm at, there's like this row of lockers there, and it's outside. It's just general lockers to just put your stuff if you don't want to go into the gender specific locker rooms. So this young kid, he's pulling out he's got like a shaker bottle. It's full of protein powder and he's just shaking it. He's getting ready to drink it. And this really pretty girl comes walking by him. So I'm watching this all on the side because I'm just watching it like a weirdo because I knew, I know something's going to go happen. So I'm just standing there watching. So he's got the shake. Okay, it looks like I'm going to be doing something
Do
weird.
It. Do
so
it.
He's going like that. This.
Yes.
Shaking it. And he looks and he does his double take.
Okay.
And so then I guess the thing wasn't closed. The if you've ever seen like a blender bottle, it wasn't closed all the way.
Right.
So he's still checking out this girl, like staring at her hardcore. And he's like this. He starts tipping it over to drink. The whole thing pours all over his face and gets into his eyes, and he backs up and he trips on the ground. And so now he's fallen on the ground. The shaker thing drops and it goes like that and makes this noise, and the thing goes everywhere.
Wow.
So everyone looks to see what happens, and he's he's got it all over his face. So he's looking at the girl, and then he runs down the stairs and he just leaves.
Wow.
Yeah. He just left.
That may be the last of him ever.
Some say he's still running to this day. I really felt bad for him. I really felt bad. That was bad.
Pretty bad.
That's as bad as you can get. Really,
we can't.
You
know, we can't do an email now. That's too much of an honor.
You're an 18-year-old kid, and
that was
the love of your life.
No, you're castrated at this point.
Yeah.
So I think that we have to end on that. I don't think we can go turn to humor. Kind of brought the mood down.
I mean, it was interesting though, right?
It was very interesting. It's very
kind of like a car crash. But
it's a dumpster fire. It's a school bus explosion.
It was really bad. It was the story for the next, because I would teach a class there, and that was the story for the next like month. Like, did you hear about that guy, the blender bottle guy?
I hope he's all right. I hope he's, you know, he's recovered from that moment.
Maybe COVID's helped, you know? People haven't been to the gym in a year now. I haven't been back to the rec center in a year. Oh. So.
Is it open?
Yeah, it's open. Okay. Yeah. So.
Well, hopefully brother's moved on to another career. How long ago was this?
This was a while ago. This was like 2.5
All right. So either he's still there or he's moved on, and moved on positively.
Growth. This is growth.
True.
This
got that right.
Character building.
Jesus.
A lot of character.
Jesus. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the show. I don't want to make this a huge, big thing. I wanted to just bring up some topics so people will think about it. Yeah,
let's do this. In closing.
Yes.
All right. Which has been a situation the last several weeks. To anybody that's paid attention to the show, Mrs. Drizzy, you may have caught on to something, that the ending doesn't quite go accordingly.
I'm somebody that doesn't like to say goodbye. Can you tell?
Well... Never can.
Stay with me!
Yes. So we have to do this in some type of order.
Yeah.
I figure you do this gym horror story, which was really bad.
That was really sad.
So with that said, Swayze808 is the email.
Sleeptimesover.com.
Keep emailing. I'm just fucking around with this light. If you guys are wondering what I'm doing, this is a light.
It's ring light.
So I keep doing that. Yeah, this is her light. You know when she's putting on the red goggles and shit? She just stares at this light
like this.
It's very dark, but shout out to the light. And I just want to say, it was a good pertinent topic today. I want to say, because of the women's thing, well played.
It's a lot to think about and discuss, so I figured just whet the appetite. I know I said that already, but...
Right. Ain't nobody getting wet watching this show. So, you can wet the appetite all you want. Everything's bone dry. All right? So, once again, email or whatever that means anymore.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
We got the .com, sleeptimesover.com. We've got the merch. She's got this hat. We got IG. And I can't say what I think, because you're going to put this out this Friday. So next week is going to be St. Patrick's Day week. I'm not sure what's happening there, but the week after that, I have Adrian Tam.
Oh.
House Representative Adrian Tam.
There we go.
The youngest guy, I think, is that's in the House.
I think so.
Right now. So.
Yeah.
So he'll be on the IG Live on the 24th.
24th, 2 weeks.
Yes, on the 24th. And then the 31st, we're going to be celebrating a pre-Easter party where I'm going to make a charcuterie board live.
Wow.
That's right. Hide your kids.
Lunchables for adults.
Exactly. I'm not buying into it. I don't know.
I love Lunchables. I'm not, you know, my mom never bought it for me as a kid. But
really?
Wow. Yeah. She's like, I'm not spending money for... Code cuts that I can just, you know, make yourself.
She's got a good point.
I still want it. I might buy some after.
Figure this out. Yes, I got it. You got a hashtag, you have a car.
I know.
Okay. And then this Friday, I guess the same time this episode shows up on, is that's going to be March, what day is it today? The 9th? The 10th. So that's going to be the 13th.
Yeah, today's the 9th.
So Friday the 13th is the thing?
Oh, it is the 13th.
Is it legitimately Friday the 13th this Friday? Today is the 10th, right?
Today's the 9th.
Today is the 9th. So yeah. Then Wednesday the 10th, Thursday the 11th, Friday the 12th. That's how we count in public school.
Yay!
So Friday the 12th, yes, Kahala Mall. We're going to be at Simply Garden, you and I.
Yes.
And we're going to go talk to Simply Garden. It's a pop-up store next to Simply Organized. And then that's going to be the owner, Carol I.E.
Carol I.E.
Right, that's how you say it. Okay.
That's right.
City Mail, I'm sure.
Yes.
You
guys know.
So we're going to do that on Friday.
That should be fun.
And that's going to be an IG Live. Take a look at gardening, which I know jack shit about.
I know nothing about it either.
We live in condos. All right.
In Havana.
Weed whackers for the loss.
No, thank you.
So, with that said, now it's time to say goodbye. And all your family. F-U-C-K. That's it.
F-A-K.
Or F-A-K. K-A. Y-O-U-U-U. That's all we got.
That's on short notice. But anyway, yes.
Good night.
Thank you, as always, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you all. Yes.
And we will see you next week for the next episode. But in the meantime, wash your damn hands.